Good morning.
Morning.
On February 28th, at your council meeting, you approved Resolution R00612 to accept Birdhaven into our Chapter 96 Essex Community Improvement Program and to hold an election on March 21st. I held the election on March 21st, and I certified the results of the election to be in favor of proceeding with the project. We had 7 yes votes cast and 3 no votes cast out of a total of 11 possible votes. 4 were by absentee ballots. Today I'm here to present to you a resolution asking you to authorize the county engineer to perform the improvements, and additionally for the county engineer and the county finance director to determine the uniform assessment for billing upon substantial completion of the improvements.
What was the vote again?
Do I have any questions?
7-3.
Actually,
yes.
Actually, we're not voting.
There were 11 eligible properties that could vote, and 7 were yes, 3 no, 1 declined to vote.
That counts the same as a no.
We go by majority of who actually votes. They have the opportunity with absentee ballot or in person.
But only one person didn't participate. Who everybody else voted, that's pretty darn good.
Are you able to say how the absentees voted? Were they the no votes?
No, they were in closed ballots. So when they come in, they're in a ballot envelope. I don't open the ballot. I just check the attachment that's with it that certifies that it's acceptable.
Okay.
It has to be notarized.
Yeah, a little quick history on this. The original developer developed it and kept the roads in his name, and then he passed away, and the family just sitting there, and nobody knew they owned the roads. And then we had denied some kind of building permits because certain we had put sewer in, but then we didn't have other issues with planning and zoning. Anyway, there was like everything came to a halt.
Right.
So there were people who purchased lots from certain people that couldn't do anything because of our ordinance. So what this does is
it's going to allow them to
We've ironed out a lot of problems, but it was a mess. But it was left over from the old days before we had zoning and stuff.
I mean, they're going to pay for it over
your
period. And Representative Hawker is actually contributing some money towards it, too.
Oh, gosh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
He must be running for something.
Any more questions of
Mr. Toll?
I don't have any other questions. I need a motion for the resolution?
Read the resolution, right?
Just the heading, is that good? Or do you want the whole thing?
Yep,
just read the heading, I think, right, everybody.
A resolution authorizing the Sussex County Engineer to perform improvements and the Sussex County Engineer and Finance Director to determine a uniform assessment rate for billing upon substantial completion of the improvements for the Birdhaven Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, a grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition.
We had done that. What's the previous thing, was it not?
Yes.
$50 each, I think, or something.
Yes, that's correct, for a total of $250.
Do it again.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Cole to grant $250, $50 each council person. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Delaware Association of American Mothers.
Transportation. Where are they going? Shopping?
No.
Mr. Cole.
What is it? Is this a new grant, right?
This is a new grant. And
what's it for?
Yeah. If you wanted to. It is for the bus.
It wasn't somebody awarded.
A Sussex County person was awarded.
Yes.
Well, Mrs.
Honor.
What's her name? Was here last week.
But she's from Georgetown.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. She's the lady from Georgetown.
Okay. So. What's this deal about? I didn't hear it. It's just a bus transportation. We're helping to provide with a bus. Is it just a one-time expense? Is it a bus just going one time to this event?
Yes.
Is that basically it?
That's correct.
Did they give us any estimated cost of what the bus?
$635.
How much?
$635.
Oh.
I'll make a motion that we give $100 each.
Hold on.
What? That was last week. The bus, that was to go to Dover. It's over with.
That's correct.
That's old news. Too late.
Well, they still had to pay for it, somebody. Nope. Too late.
Evidently, the bus driver wouldn't took them for free, I'm pretty sure, so they probably paid for it, I'd say. Old news.
I'll make a motion we defer on this one until we get further information.
Motion to defer. Any questions on the motion? Second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay Council.
So that's countywide.
Well, this is for one person?
This young lady is from Harbison.
Oh, she's from Harbison.
Delaware. She has a Girl Scout destination trip.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We have a motion.
$500. I'll make that motion.
From?
My account.
Okay. Have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips to grant $500, Mrs. Deaver's account, to the Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay Council, Catherine Mayer's travel expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
I didn't really get over.
Pardon me?
I didn't get the whole thing. What was voting? I didn't hear it.
Mrs. Deaver's.
It's a grant for Mrs. Deaver for
five. Oh, Mrs. Deaver did it.
Yes.
Okay. That's our money.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next.
Gator softball.
That's a previous expense, correct? With grant rate. We did 300 and 100 from you.
Did 400 total, 300 from.
$300 from my account, $100 from Phillips' account.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, second.
Cole to grant $300 from my account, $100 from Phillips' account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes, motion carried.
Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce.
For Heritage Weekend?
Yes, correct.
Make a motion of $500 from my account.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson to grant $500 from my account to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for the Heritage Weekend sponsorship. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
They perform throughout the peninsula, I believe, but they do a performance in Ocean View every year, and I'd like to help with, I think it's $500 on that.
That's what you did last year.
Yeah, $500.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to grant $500, Mr. Cole's account, to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra operating expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And the Freeman stage at Bayside.
I make a motion we defer that.
Well, actually, I believe, Mr. Cole, are you prepared to give $2,500 to match mine?
To match, that was for what we heard last week?
Yes.
With the
buses.
All the children and stuff, transportation? Yes, I'll help with that.
I don't think this information has come back yet, all we need to know.
Well, they're also looking for a budget line item, and I believe
that was the other thing.
That's the one we're going to defer on. That's if it's all right. $2,500 from Mr. Cole, $2,500 from Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, my understanding
have
it is
a motion and a second.
Yes, yeah, it does have a big impact.
To grant $2,500 from Mr. Cole and $2,500 to Phillips for the Freeman stage at Bayside for transportation. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's it.
Mr.
Thank
Moore,
you.
Proposed zoning ordinances?
Yes, there are two. The first one is from Mr. Phillips' district, and it is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a towing service and landscaping to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.374 acres, more or less, and that's on behalf of Mark A. Giblin.
Phillips introduces it.
And the second one is from Councilwoman Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a garage for storage/warehousing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.872 acres, more or less. And it's for, on behalf of Darren McMahon, Passive Income LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deeb introduces it.
That is all.
Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Guy is coming forward.
And I do have one thing before he gets started.
Sure.